Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Monday morning to you, the Monday before Thanksgiving. I know we're all ready to chow down on some good Thanksgiving food, so we'll get there on a Thursday. But before then, we got plenty of sports to talk about. But before we get to that, I got to make sure I shout out all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. Salute to y'all. I appreciate every single last one of y'all. Also, shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And also, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now, getting those last few moments of relaxation or last few moments of halfway being asleep, halfway being awake, because you know you got to get up soon. Shout out to y'all. I know y'all out there listening as well. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope your weekend was filled with either fun and or relaxation and or productivity, all of it, maybe none of it, or just a whole lot of doing nothing. Either way it goes, I hope you had a great weekend and it went as planned for you. It was a big weekend in Atlanta sports. The hot stove got hotter for the Braves. Georgia obviously took care of business and they stay undefeated in the SEC and they stay undefeated overall. And now, with that Tennessee game being their last SEC game of the regular season, they have now gone undefeated in SEC play for 3 consecutive seasons. And Georgia Tech, got to give it up for them Yellow Jackets, baby. How about it? Bowl eligible for the first time since 2018. Shout out to the Yellow Jackets getting the job done, getting bowl eligible. And Brent Key has those guys doing the dang thing up there, really over here in Midtown, Georgia Tech, not too far away. The campus of Georgia Tech, not too far away from our Midtown studios. But we have to start with the Atlanta Braves because, as I told you, hot stove got hotter this weekend for the Braves. And I think it's quite clear what they're trying to do now. I think it's been clear, but I think it's really, really clear what they're trying to do now. So let me update you on what went down over the weekend for the Braves. And a new report came out just a few hours ago, really late last night, yesterday. So we'll get to all of that here momentarily. But keeping you up to date with what's going on with the Braves offseason moves. So on Friday, they had a whole lot of movement going on Friday. So I will recap for you. First thing that happened, Friday afternoon, Braves announced this at 4:16 p.m. on Friday. They announced that they acquired cash considerations from the Kansas City Royals in exchange for right-handed pitcher Nick Anderson, who was, again, a pretty big part of the Braves' bullpen. But again, this is going to be – you're going to see a theme here because guys who the Braves are going to have to pay or go into arbitration with or had, you know, to decide whether they were going to tender or not. They made a lot of decisions, and a lot of those decisions, they ended up just letting those guys walk or trading them, getting something back for them and whatnot. So, again, Friday afternoon, Braves acquired cash considerations from the Kansas City Royals in exchange for right-handed pitcher Nick Anderson. All right, then we fast forward to Friday night. This was at 8:15 p.m., so really just 4 hours later, or 3 hours and 59 minutes later, the Braves announced that they acquired right-handed pitcher Jackson Kowar from the Kansas City Royals in exchange for right-handed pitcher Kyle Wright. That is right. Kyle Wright is no longer an Atlanta Brave. Obviously, we know Wright won 21 games for the Braves, led the MLB in wins in 2022 with 21 wins, and now he is a Kansas City Royal. Obviously, Wright is going to be out for the entirety of the 2024 season with that injury, and this, to me, seems like, again, the Braves are going for a championship right now. They know their window is right now, and they want to capitalize and they want to maximize their window. They want to maximize every single year. What this is telling me is that they are all in for every single year, especially 2024. To me, this seems like the Braves knew they let an opportunity go by the wayside last season with the team that they had, with the offense they had. And they felt like they really, really let another potential World Series championship slip away. So now, what are they doing? They're correcting it. By what? They don't obviously need any more offense. They got plenty of offense, right? They got plenty of sluggers. They got the MVP. So they're fixing what they feel like really needs to be fixed and needs to be addressed, which is starting pitching. Their bullpen should be solid, even though they have moved on from a bunch of guys. They'll continue to bolster the bullpen as well, and obviously they did with acquiring Aaron Bummer on Thursday. We talked to you about that on Thursday. Obviously, they traded like five players, Jared Schuster, Nicky Lopez, Michael Soroka, and others for Aaron Bummer, and they made that move on Thursday. But now it looks like they're really, really trying to gear up to go after a frontline starting pitcher. So again, Braves Friday night announced that they acquired right-handed pitcher Jackson Kowar from the Kansas City Royals in exchange for right-handed pitcher Kyle Wright. So shout out to Kyle Wright. Appreciate everything Kyle did for the city. Obviously, he was a part of the Braves championship team. I believe he started one of those games in the World Series as well. But he was a part of the Braves championship team in 2021. And then really broke out in 2022, obviously, with the 21 victories. So thank you to Kyle Wright. The Braves also posted a thank you to Kyle Wright as well on social media. So shout out to Kyle Wright. And obviously, we're wishing him a full, speedy recovery. And we're obviously hoping and wishing nothing but the best for Kyle Wright out here in Braves country. So thank you, Kyle Wright. But he is now a Kansas City Royal. And Jackson Kowar is now a pitcher for the Braves. But wait, there's more. The Braves also announced, this was also still Friday. So Friday night, this was at 9:09 p.m. The Braves announced that they declined to tender contracts to left-handed pitcher Colby Allard, right-handed pitcher Yonny Chirinos, right-handed pitcher Penn Murphy, left-handed pitcher Angel Perdomo, right-handed pitcher Michael Tonkin, catcher Chadwick Trump, and infielder Lucas Williams for the 2024 season. So Atlanta, to this point, now has 30 players on the 40 man roster. So they are letting Kobe Allard, Yanni Chirinos, Penn Murphy, Angel Perdomo, Michael Tonkin, again, who's a big part of the Braves bullpen, and catcher Chadwick Trump, which, again, you needed him at times last year, but between Travis d'Arnaud and obviously Sean Murphy, you're pretty full at catcher. So, and infielder Lucas Williams, by the way, who obviously didn't get much playing time either as well. They're letting all those guys walk, deciding to decline their tender. So, again, it is looking like the Braves are really, really gearing up to go after a frontline starting pitcher. Now, everybody obviously was looking to get Aaron Nola. Obviously, we saw what he did in the postseason against the Braves and just what he did overall last season and helping that Phillies team make, again, another National League Championship Series appearance. Obviously, they lost to the Diamondbacks, but Phillies got there by beating the Braves. So, what about Aaron Nola? Well, Aaron Nola is no longer available. If you have not heard, right-handed pitcher Aaron Nola and the Philadelphia Phillies are in agreement on a reportedly 7-year, $172 million contract. The number, $172 million, that has still not been confirmed. I don't know if it will get confirmed. I don't know if baseball has to put out the number. But the deal itself has been confirmed by the Philadelphia Phillies as the Phillies president of baseball operations, David Dombrowski, made the announcement. So the contract is confirmed. The 7-year contract is confirmed. It's just the number of $172 million isn't a number that's confirmed, but if it's from Jeff Passan, again, from ESPN, MLB insider from ESPN, I don't doubt that number is wrong at all. So, right-handed pitcher Aaron Nola and the Phillies are in agreement on a 7-year, $172 million contract. Deal is done. It was pending a physical, but the physical's complete, and Aaron Nola is going to remain a Philadelphia Philly. Now, what's interesting is Jeff Passan, in that same tweet where he announced the contract extension for Aaron Nola, below that tweet, he tweeted, "The Atlanta Braves were a real threat to poach Aaron Nola, but as negotiations with Nola and his agents, Joe Longo and Garrett Parcell, went on, the Phillies stepped up and gave out their biggest contract for a pitcher and 11th biggest ever." Bob Nightingale was also on top of things. Jeff Passan gives Bob Nightingale credit on this report as well. So you hear it there. First of all, 7-year, $172 million. I'm not sure the Braves are ever going to throw that Aaron Nola's way. I'm not sure they were ever going to make that offer. They just don't do deals like that. They just don't. If they're going to give you a 7, 8, 9, 10-year million-dollar deal, it's going to be around what they gave Ronald Acuña Jr. Remember, when they signed Ronald Acuña Jr. to that deal, it was what, 10 years, $100 million? That's $72 million less for the MVP. And now, again, this was before Ronald Acuña Jr. was really Ronald Acuña Jr. But still, they just don't do deals like that. If the Braves are going to give a player a bigger number, it's going to be a shorter amount of years. Alex Anthopoulos doesn't work like that. When he gives players a big deal, he's just not going to commit to you for that long of a time, which, again, is smart. Now, on the flip side, it's why we've missed out on some bigger players, probably. But he just doesn't do business that way. That's why we've all talked about it on this radio station. It probably is a long shot that the Braves sign Max Fried, because at this point, if the Braves don't lock you up like 2 or 3 years into your career, you probably aren't getting locked up by the Braves at this point. I mean, think about it. They signed Austin Riley early. Ronald Acuña Jr. early, Ozzy Albies early. As soon as Matt Olson got here, signed him to an extension. As soon as Sean Murphy got here after the trade, signed him to an extension. If they're going to sign you to an extension, they want to get it done right away. And the fact that they haven't gotten a deal done yet for Max Fried probably tells me that they aren't going to get a deal done. Also, think about this. You all know it. I'm not telling you guys anything new. They let Freddie Freeman get to free agency. What happened? He goes elsewhere. They let Dansby Swanson get to free agency. What happened? He goes elsewhere. When the Braves and Alex Anthopoulos let players get to free agency, let them hit the open market after these players have already proved what they can do, they just aren't interested in getting into a bidding war. Now, could it treat? Sure. But it just doesn't seem to me like they are going to give Max Fried. That being said, this goes back to my point of they want to capitalize on 2024 because they have Max Fried for 2024. Obviously, they have Spencer Strider coming back. They have Charlie Morton coming back. So now they want to get that fourth starting pitcher, that fourth reliable starting pitcher, so that they can really make a run. Not, I say really as if they weren't really making a run here these past couple of years, but they want to solidify their starting pitching, and they are really, really making an emphasis on that, it seems like, here in this offseason, just with the moves they've made so far. MLB Network Insider, MLB Network Insider, John Morosi tweeted this 13 hours ago, or posted this, I guess, since it's X, but you know what I mean. He said this: the Braves are one of the top suitors for free agent Sonny Gray, sources say. Atlanta has spoken with Aaron Nola's camp before Nola returned to the Phillies. So, seems like the Braves are definitely in on the Sonny Gray sweepstakes now, and they probably also are talking to Blake Snell as well. I think those are the Braves. Now that Aaron Nola is off the table, off the board, I believe Sonny Gray and Blake Snell are the top two targets for the Braves now. That's what it seems like from everything I've seen. Obviously, I just read you that report from John Morosi. It seems like everything is pointed to either Sonny Gray or Blake Snell for the Atlanta Braves. Both are free agents, obviously, so it seems like the Braves are clearing cap space, clearing room to make a run at Sonny Gray and at Blake Snell. Again, they want another good, reliable starting pitcher to go into the season with. That way, again, they don't have to try and put together and, you know, have a makeshift back line of the starting rotation. So we'll see if they're able to land one of those. I feel like the Braves have a pretty good chance at landing either Sonny Gray or Blake Snell. We'll see. And obviously, we'll keep you updated as the hot stove continues to get hotter for the Atlanta Braves. But 5 minutes from now, when we come back, the Dawgs took care of business as we thought they would. 38-10 winners over the Tennessee Volunteers. Undefeated in SEC play now for three consecutive seasons. And they're moving on to bowl eligible Georgia Tech. And we'll recap what happened with the Dawgs. Hey, they let Tennessee get that first lick. They let them get a little head start. They let them get that first lick in. But then Georgia said, all right, we're going to take over now. We'll talk about the game, recap what happened, and break down all the action and tell you what this means moving forward for the Dawgs. We'll do it all here right on 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. Hope you are doing well this Monday morning. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters, all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers, all my early morning, late night limo drivers as well. Shout out to all the first responders out there. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Shout out to all my early gym goers. And shout out to all my people listening to bed right now as well. Big day in college football on Saturday. Couple of upsets. I think really just one, obviously. Auburn got their big win. Georgia Tech becoming bowl eligible. But as far as what happened in Athens, no surprise there. Maybe the biggest surprise was that they let Tennessee get the first touchdown of the game. 75-yard touchdown, rushing touchdown for Jalen Wright. And after that, it was all dogs. They did not let Tennessee score at all in the second half. Obviously, Tennessee got the touchdown on the first play of the game, and then they kicked a field goal right before halftime. So Georgia smoked them 38-10 in Knoxville, by the way. So nice road win there for the dogs. But this Georgia team really just seems like they are getting better and better each week. And that's exactly what you want, obviously. You don't want to be playing your best football. I mean, if you can sustain it the entire season, if you can play your best football from week one all the way to the hopefully college football playoff championship game, of course, then you would sign up for that in a heartbeat. But you always want to make sure you are hitting your peak and you're playing your best football at the end of the season and obviously into the postseason, talking about the now college football playoff and obviously national championship. And it seems like the dogs are headed that way. It seems like they're trending in that direction. Carson Beck just continues to look more comfortable in the pocket, continues to make spectacular throws. Brock Bauer scored another touchdown, looking good. The running game still doing what it needs to do for the dogs. So, I mean, it's just they have really turned a corner. Carson Beck, by the way, 24-30, 298 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Dylan Bell threw a nice 18-yard touchdown pass as well. Got a little tricky there. And then, obviously, the dogs combined rush for 156 yards. Kendall Milton, leading rusher, 14 carries, 66 yards. A tutty for the dogs' rushing game. Marcus Rosemi-Jack Saint, leading receiver. 7 receptions, 91 yards, 2 touchdowns. Dylan Bell not far behind him, though. He's really, really come on these past couple of weeks. 5 receptions on Saturday in Knoxville against Tennessee. 5 receptions, 90 yards, a touchdown. Brock Bowers, as I told you, he had a touchdown with 7 receptions and 60 yards as well. So, again, the dogs just continue to look better and better. And really, once they played that Kentucky game, they beat Kentucky at home 51-13 in Kentucky. I mean, they really haven't looked back since. Beat Vanderbilt 37-20, beat Florida 43-20, who gave Georgia's next opponent after that, Missouri, a run for their money this Saturday. But then obviously they beat Missouri 30-21, which Missouri was a good football team. Obviously, ninth-ranked team in the country right now. And they just beat Florida. Barely, though. But then they beat Ole Miss 52-17, and now beating Tennessee 38-10. I mean, it really does seem like the only team that at this point is going to stand in the Bulldogs' way is Alabama. They got Georgia Tech this week, obviously. And after that, the SEC Championship game right here in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And it's going to be a fun one. I mean, I heard Mike Johnson talking about it last week. He said this SEC Championship could be the game of the year. And I do not doubt that one bit, because the Crimson Tide are getting better too. Obviously, they handled business against Chattanooga this week, beat them up pretty easily, 66-10. Then I was telling you about that Missouri-Florida score. Missouri only beat Florida by two, and Florida's unranked right now. Missouri, obviously, number nine. They beat Florida 33-31, and that was at home too as well. So, again, this Georgia team just continuing to get better and better, it looks like, and looks like they are playing their best brand of football right now. And, again, you just hope that they continue, obviously, to get better, which I think they will. And then you just hope that they continue to stay healthy and get healthy. I know Ra-Ra Thomas went down. Tate Ratledge, I believe, went down as well, the offensive lineman. Ra-Ra Thomas, obviously, a wide receiver. So a couple of big injuries there. Hopefully they're nothing long-term. But, I mean, it just seems like this Georgia team always is dealing with injury after injury after injury. And they're significant injuries, too. Obviously, Brock Bowers had to have the tightrope surgery on his ankle. He's back now playing. He got a little gimpy on Saturday, though, but he was able to stay in and play and obviously continue to be effective. But then, obviously, Ra-Ra Thomas has an injury early on in the game. Told you, Tate Ratledge, he went out. Neither one of those guys were able to return in the game. So you just hope that Georgia doesn't deal with any more daggum injuries, because they have hit them pretty hard this season. And, Kirby Smart said this, I believe it was at the beginning of this season. Maybe it was last season, but I think it was this season, where he said, you know, he feels like he hasn't dealt with this is the worst season for injuries, and he's talking about how this team has always dealt with injuries. And lo and behold, they're always over to overcome it, because they have depth and they have a lot of good players. I mean, when Brock Bowers went out, Oscar Delp went in there, slid in like it was no problem at all, and he did his thing. And behind him, they got Lawson Lucky, a Georgia product who is very, very good in his own respect, and he's just waiting on his turn as he continues to develop. And he's going to be ready to show out, I'm sure, once he gets a real opportunity to play. So, Georgia again, handing Tennessee a loss 38-10 in Knoxville. And I don't think too much will shake up as far as the college football playoff rankings go. Those will come out tomorrow. Georgia obviously winning. Ohio State handling business 37-3 at home against Minnesota. Then we saw Michigan. They had a little bit of a close one. They had a close one with Maryland. They won 31-24 on the road. They were in Maryland, but they got the dub 31-24. That was a close one. And we gotta talk about the devastating injury. And at this point, you just hope that Jordan Travis is able to come back and play football again. He had a gruesome leg injury in Florida State's win over North Alabama, 58-13. I mean, and North Alabama had them on the ropes for a little bit. North Alabama was up 13-0 at one point. Then Florida State goes and rips off 58 unanswered points. And they were down 13-0 before Jordan Travis got injured. I should throw that in. But obviously Florida State, obviously they woke up and came out swinging, especially in the second half. And again, they rattled off 58 unanswered points. But Jordan Travis, obviously he is done for the season. Again, a just gruesome leg injury, and you hope that Jordan Travis, it doesn't affect his professional career. Obviously, I would think he's going to pursue a professional career, and I'm actually looking for an update for you now on the Jordan Travis injury. It was good to see that all of his Florida State teammates joined him in the hospital. Jameis Winston gave a nice message and words of encouragement to. And again, that just has to be, they did end up winning the game, but that just has to be super, super deflating for Jordan Travis. And obviously, this is a Florida State team that is looking to get into the college football playoff, number four right now in the country. Got the ACC title game coming up with Louisville. So, I mean, not only is it a tough blow and just a morale killer, but you just hope season killer for Florida State, because, again, they got national title hopes, at least college football playoff hopes. And when your quarterback goes down like that, I mean, that is just a tough, tough pill to swallow. So we will see how they respond. And looking at updates now here, Jordan Travis did share an encouraging message on social media, letting everybody know he's going to be back following God's plan, obviously. So good to hear from him and good to know that he's in good spirits. But you just hope that Florida State team doesn't suffer too much of a setback because of that Jordan Travis injury. But going back to, again, the college football playoff, nothing really too much should be shaken up. Washington, the Fighting Andy Bunkers, they got a nice win. It was a close one, nail biter like we thought it would be. But Washington gets the win on the road at Oregon State. Washington, the Huskies, the Fighting Andy Bunkers get a 22-20 victory over number 11 Oregon State. So top five should remain the same, but obviously we'll get the full college football playoff rankings on tomorrow. All right, when we come back, it looks like we have an answer. I'm not surprised by it. I don't think you should be either. The Falcons starting quarterback not officially announced, but we do have a report from a very reliable source that they're going back to the OG. We'll talk about it next, right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Hope you are doing well. By the way, have yet to mention, shame on me, the rest of the day, all the shows, all the programs, they will be live at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock for the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. The 92.9 The Game, the inaugural 92.9 The Game Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, again at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. So the morning shift is going to be there. Obviously, we'll talk to them in about 9 minutes or so. Get the vibes from them out there. Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Tiffany Blackman, they'll be playing golf with some of you listeners that were able to sign up. And if not, again, some of y'all, I hope we're able to get social tickets, hang out with Dukes and Bell all day long before they start playing. Obviously, Andy and Randy, everybody, so the Steakhouse, they're all going to be out there. So hopefully you have a chance to be a part of 92.9 The Game's inaugural Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, again, at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock, going on all day long today. But we do have to get to the Falcons. They obviously had a bye week, and man, the amount of memes and posts I saw on social media talking about the Falcons aren't going to break my heart this week and it's going to be a great weekend and all that stuff. I was like, man, it's tough pill to swallow, but also kind of true. So, anywho, the Falcons did make some news yesterday, though. Now, this has not been officially announced by Arthur Smith, but obviously this announcement is going to be coming sometime soon, probably Wednesday, if I had to guess. I don't believe Arthur Smith will talk to the media today, but I believe Wednesday we should get the announcement on who, from Arthur Smith, by the way, who the starting quarterback going forward is going to be. But Ian Rapoport, obviously national NFL reporter for the NFL Network and NFL.com, he put out a report yesterday that the Atlanta Falcons are going to move forward with Desmond Ridder. Rapoport, again, reported. I'll give you the exact time of the tweet as I pull it up here. He reported, he tweeted this at 7:02 a.m. yesterday, that the Falcons will start QB Desmond Ridder going forward, beginning with their next game against the Saints this Sunday. By the way, you can hear it right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, flagship station of your Atlanta Falcons, handing the ball back to their original starter. So, according to Ian Rapoport, the Falcons are going back to Desmond Ridder. Now, we all saw that these past two games that Taylor Heinicke has started hasn't been great. He looked good in the second half against Tennessee, but in a losing effort. Then, obviously, the Falcons started to reel from there. They lose against the Vikings, take it on the chin as well against the Cardinals. All three winnable games. All three, in my opinion, games the Falcons should have won, but you didn't get the job done for various different reasons, not all on the quarterback position, not all on play calling, not all on the defense, not on offense. It's everywhere, every position, every facet of the team has some blame to share, for sure. But they're going back to Desmond Ridder, and I like it. I think this is the right move. We saw it. We all had that itch scratched. We all saw what it would look like under Taylor Heinicke. And it wasn't that great. It wasn't that spectacular. It was nothing special. We got stereotypical Taylor Heinicke. He's going to do some good things. He's going to do some bad things. Stereotypical Taylor Heinicke. A solid backup quarterback who can come in relief and maybe manage a game to the point where you don't necessarily, you won't lose it because of him, but you won't necessarily win it because of him either. And again, he'll make some flashy plays. He can do some things with his legs, sure. But there's a reason he's not a starting quarterback in the NFL. There's a reason he's been a backup most of his career. This is the right decision. You go back to Taylor Heinicke. We know, and we already knew. We were being optimistic that maybe Taylor Heinicke could figure some things out and rejuvenate his career in Atlanta. We were all optimistic of that, I'm sure. But in the back of our minds, we knew, and we know, Taylor Heinicke is not the long-term answer. And he's not even the short-term answer. Desmond Ridder is. Desmond Ridder can do and was doing everything that we wanted and that we saw Taylor Heinicke do. And the difference, the big difference to me, to why Desmond Ridder should be in there over Taylor Heinicke at this point is what he is. What we saw for those 2.5 games, that's Taylor Heinicke. Good, bad, ugly, mixed in. Not a whole lot of ugly, but again, there's some good and there's some bad. It's just, Desmond Ridder, we aren't sure what he is. He hasn't had the experience like Taylor Heinicke. He hasn't put everything that Taylor Heinicke has put on film. He doesn't have that same experience. We don't know fully what Desmond Ridder is yet. And to me, Desmond Ridder clearly has a higher ceiling. And right now, it seems like he gives the Falcons the best chance to win. And again, what has been the message all year long going into this season? Up to this point, or up till the point Desmond Ridder got benched, we were all of the opinion that this is Desmond Ridder's year. This is Desmond Ridder's season. This is the season to find out if Desmond Ridder is or is not a franchise quarterback. This is the season to find out if Desmond Ridder is or is not the Falcons guy. And if he's not, you got to go back to the drawing board, got to draft a QB, go get a free agent QB something. But this was the season, through the good, through the bad, through the ugly, it needed to be Desmond Ridder's season all along to figure out what he is or what he isn't. Now, you lost 2.5 games because, rightfully so, you were in a position where you really needed to win those games. Guess what? You didn't win any of them. Because Taylor Heinicke is just not that dude. He's not a franchise quarterback. We see that now. Is everybody clear on that now? I don't think there should be any more debate. I don't think there should be any more, oh, we need to go back to Taylor Heinicke. Oh, Taylor Heinicke this. Oh, Taylor Heinicke that. We saw it. Nothing spectacular about him. Again, no shade, just truth. I was hoping for the best when Taylor Heinicke got in here. I was hoping he would ball out. I was hoping he would make the decision tough, but he didn't. The clear answer is to go back to Desmond Ridder. Let him develop so we can really see what we do or do not have in a quarterback. So we can find out if we need to draft a quarterback or if Desmond Ridder is that dude. So now he's got 7 more games to prove himself. I do not expect them to go back to Taylor Heinicke. Unless, again, Desmond is just so terribly bad. Or an injury, of course, but knock on whatever this table is made out of, that there's no injury. But unless those two things happen, I don't expect them to go back to Taylor Heinicke. And that's good. Let Desmond Ridder develop. Let him show Arthur Smith, Terry Fontenot, this Falcons front office, and us, the fans, what he's got. What he's made of. He's had a chance to reset. He's had a chance to watch things from the sidelines now after playing. And sometimes that can be good for a young creep. We'll see how he responds to it. And obviously he got back in. Taylor Heinicke went down with a bit of an injury. And he led the Falcons on what we thought was going to be a game-winning drive. But obviously the defense didn't hold up. So we'll see what Desmond Ridder's got. But according to Ian Rappaport, he is the Falcons' starting quarterback moving forward. Again, that has not been made official by Arthur, but I'm sure that announcement should be coming sometime this week. I don't think it'll come to Wednesday, maybe Tuesday, but probably Wednesday. So we'll see, and we'll obviously keep you updated right here on the flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. But when we come back, we got to talk to the morning shift. Tiffany Black Morgan, Mike Johnson. Again, they are live at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock for the inaugural 92.9 The Game Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. So we'll catch the vibes from them, see how they're doing out there in Woodstock, Squidbillies, neck of the woods, and we'll see how they're doing and if they're ready to maybe go get a dub in the inaugural Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. So we'll catch up with the morning shift next, see how their weekend was, see what they got coming up on a Monday edition of the morning shift, and wrap things up here on the Hometown Take. That's all next, right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Hope you are doing well. By the way, have yet to mention, shame on me, the rest of the day, all the shows, all the programs, they will be live at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock for the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. The 92.9 The Game, the inaugural 92.9 The Game Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, again, at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. So the morning shift is going to be there. Obviously, we'll talk to them in about 9 minutes or so, get the vibes from them out there. Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Tiffany Blackman, they'll be playing golf with some of you listeners that were able to sign up. And if not, again, some of y'all, I hope, were able to get social tickets, hang out with Dukes and Bell all day long before they start playing. Obviously, Andy and Randy, everybody, so the Steakhouse, they're all going to be out there. So hopefully you have a chance to be a part of 92.9 The Game's inaugural Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, again, at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock, going on all day long today. But we do have to get to the Falcons. They obviously had a bye week, and man, the amount of memes and posts I saw on social media talking about the Falcons aren't going to break my heart this week and it's going to be a great weekend and all that stuff. I was like, man, it's a tough pill to swallow, but also kind of true. So, anywho, the Falcons did make some news yesterday, though. Now, this has not been officially announced by Arthur Smith, but obviously this announcement is going to be coming sometime soon, probably Wednesday, if I had to guess. I don't believe Arthur Smith will talk to the media today, but I believe Wednesday we should get the announcement on who, from Arthur Smith, by the way, who the starting quarterback going forward is going to be. But Ian Rapoport, obviously national NFL reporter for the NFL Network and NFL.com, he put out a report yesterday that the Atlanta Falcons are going to move forward with Desmond Ridder. Rapoport, again, reported. I'm going to give you the exact time of the tweet as I pull it up here. He reported, he tweeted this at 7:02 a.m. yesterday, that the Falcons will start QB Desmond Ridder going forward, beginning with their next game against the Saints this Sunday. By the way, you can hear it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, flagship station of your Atlanta Falcons, handing the ball back to their original starter. So, according to Ian Rapoport, the Falcons are going back to Desmond Ridder. Now, we all saw that these past two games that Taylor Heinicke has started hasn't been great. He looked good in the second half against Tennessee, but in a losing effort. Then, obviously, the Falcons started to reel from there. They lose against the Vikings, take it on the chin as well against the Cardinals. All three winnable games. All three, in my opinion, games the Falcons should have won, but you didn't get the job done for various different reasons. Not all on the quarterback position, not all on play calling, not all on the defense, not all on offense. It's everywhere, every position, every facet of the team has some blame this year, for sure. But they're going back to Desmond Ridder. And I like it. I think this is the right move. We saw it. We all had that itch scratched. We all saw what it would look like under Taylor Heinicke. And it wasn't that great. It wasn't that spectacular. It was nothing special. We got stereotypical Taylor Heinicke. He's going to do some good things. He's going to do some bad things. Stereotypical Taylor Heinicke. A solid backup quarterback who can come in relief and maybe manage a game to the point where you don't necessarily, you won't lose it because of him, but you won't necessarily win it because of him either. And again, he'll make some flashy plays. He can do some things with his legs, sure. But there's a reason he's not a starting quarterback in the NFL. There's a reason he's been a backup most of his career. This is the right decision. You go back to Taylor Heinicke. We know, and we already knew. We were being optimistic that maybe Taylor Heinicke could figure some things out and rejuvenate his career in Atlanta. We were all optimistic of that, I'm sure. But in the back of our minds, we knew, and we know Taylor Heinicke is not the long-term answer. And he's not even the short-term answer. Desmond Ridder is. Desmond Ridder can do and was doing everything that we wanted and that we saw Taylor Heinicke do. And the difference, the big difference to me, to why Desmond Ridder should be in there over Taylor Heinicke, Taylor Heinicke at this point is what he is. What we saw for those 2.5 games, that's Taylor Heinicke. Good, bad, ugly. Mixed in. Not a whole lot of ugly, but again, there's some good and there's some bad. It's just eh. Desmond Ridder, we aren't sure what he is. He hasn't had the experience like Taylor Heinicke. He hasn't put everything that Taylor Heinicke has put on film. He doesn't have that same experience. We don't know fully what Desmond Ridder is yet. And to me, Desmond Ridder clearly has a higher ceiling. And right now, it seems like he gives the Falcons the best chance to win. And again, what has been the message all year long going into this season? Up to this point, or up till the point Desmond Ridder got benched, we were all of the opinion that this is Desmond Ritter's year. This is Desmond Ritter's season. This is the season to find out if Desmond Ridder is or is not a franchise quarterback. This is the season to find out if Desmond Ridder is or is not the Falcons guy. And if he's not, you got to go back to the drawing board, got to draft a QB, go get a free agent QB something. But this was the season, through the good, through the bad, through the ugly, it needed to be Desmond Ridder's season all along to figure out what he is or what he isn't. Now, you lost 2.5 games because, rightfully so, you were in a position where you really needed to win those games. Guess what? You didn't win any of them. Because Taylor Heinicke is just not that dude. He's not a franchise quarterback. We see that now. Is everybody clear on that now? I don't think there should be any more debate. I don't think there should be any more, oh, we need to go back to Taylor Heinicke. Oh, Taylor Heinicke this. Oh, Taylor Heinicke that. We saw it. Nothing spectacular about him. Again, no shade, just truth. I was hoping for the best when Taylor Heinicke got in here. I was hoping he would ball out. I was hoping he would make the decision tough, but he didn't. The clear answer is to go back to Desmond Ridder. Let him develop so we can really see what we do or do not have in a quarterback. So we can find out if we need to draft a quarterback or if Desmond Ridder is that dude. So now he's got seven more games to prove himself. I do not expect them to go back to Taylor Heinicke. Unless, again, Desmond is just so terribly bad or an injury, of course, but knock on whatever this table is made out of that there's no injury. But unless those two things happen, I don't expect them to go back to Taylor Heinicke. And that's good. Let Desmond Ridder develop. Let him show Arthur Smith, Terry Fontenot, this Falcons front office, and us, the fans, what he's got, what he's made of. He's had a chance to reset. He's had a chance to watch things from the sidelines now after playing. And sometimes that can be good for a young creep. We'll see how he responds to it. And obviously he got back in. Taylor Heinicke went down with a bit of an injury. And he led the Falcons on what we thought was going to be a game-winning drive. But obviously the defense didn't hold up. So we'll see what Desmond Ridder's got. But according to Ian Rappaport, he is the Falcons starting quarterback moving forward. Again, that has not been made official by Arthur, but I'm sure that announcement should be coming sometime this week. I don't think it'll come to Wednesday, maybe Tuesday, but probably Wednesday. So we'll see, and we'll obviously keep you updated right here on the flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. But when we come back, we got to talk to the morning shift. Tiffany Black Morgan, Mike Johnson. Again, they are live at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock for the inaugural 92.9 The Game Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. So we'll catch the vibes from them, see how they're doing out there in Woodstock, Squidbillies, neck of the woods, and we'll see how they're doing and if they're ready to maybe go get a dub in the inaugural Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. So we'll catch up with the morning shift next, see how their weekend was, see what they got coming up on a Monday edition of the morning shift, and wrap things up here on the Hometown Take. That's all next, right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.